Ladies and gentlemen, the secret word tonight is clothes. C-L-O-T-H-E-S.
Really?
You bet your life.
All right, I'll give you...
DeSoto Plymouth Dealers of America present Groucho Marx in You Bet Your Life, the comedy quiz series produced and transcribed from Hollywood. And here he is, the one, the only...
Just a flash in the pan. Oh, that's me! Well, here I am again with $2,000 for one of our couples.
Groucho, we have a bachelor and a spinner.
Stand there all day. You can go ahead.
I was waiting for the cue.
Doing the show long enough to know.
Groucho, we have a bachelor
and a spinner. Not on strings, you know. Put you on the Howdy Doody show.
Groucho, we have a bachelor and a spinster for you. They were selected from our studio audience just before we went on the air.
Likely so.
Miss Harry Francine Tyler and Mr. Navak Kurnick. Meet Groucho Marx.
Well, welcome. Welcome for the DeSoto Plymouth Dealers. Say the secret word and you'll divide $100. It's a common word, something you see every day. Mary Taylor, is that you?
Tyler.
Oh. Were you ever president of the United States, Mary?
I never was.
Oh. How old are you, Mary?
82 years old.
Really? Well, you certainly don't look it, Mary.
Thank you.
You look about 58.
Well, thank you very much.
How young are you, old boy?
77.
77, huh? Well, you don't look it. You look about 58. Mary, will you marry this fellow?
No.
Well, that's a direct answer, all right. No equivocating here. Mr. Kurnick, you're the bachelor. Your first name, what is your first
name? Navak.
What's that?
Navak.
Navak Kurnick?
Yeah.
Sounds like an old lady eating popcorn. Navak Kurnick. Where'd you get an alias like that?
In Russia.
In that case, I suggest you take it up with the Security Council. What part of Russia did you flee from?
I come from the state of Minsk.
Minsk?
Yeah.
Oh, I know. That's about halfway between Omsk and Unsk, isn't it?
No, it is between Moscow and Warsaw.
Oh, is that near the Volga?
No, far away from the Volga.
Is there really a Volga there?
There is, yeah.
You know, there is no Swami River. They've been singing about it for years.
No, they don't sing much that Swami River there.
They don't sing about much in Russia about anything, do they?
No.
What did you do in Russia?
I was there in the lumber business.
You were in the lumber business?
Yeah. I used to buy the timber from the government and work them out and ship them over to Germany.
Oh. And they invented lumber, didn't they?
They invented, yeah.
They do a remarkable job over there. Now, Navak, how old did you say you were?
77.
Well, you're a very young-looking man. You're 77, and Mary is 82. Why, he's barely dry behind the ears. Huh? Mary, are you going to let 5 years stand between you and ultimate happiness?
No. I'm happy as I am.
Yes, but think of poor Navak. The last poor Navak. I knew him well. What kind of a woman are you looking for, Navak?
I am not looking for anything.
These kids are nuts about each other. Well, stop beating around the bush. If you're not looking for a woman, how do you expect to get married?
I don't expect to get married.
Playing hard to get, eh? How devilish clever these Russians are. We see through your little game, Kurnick. Mary and I weren't born yesterday, you know. Navak, why are you so sour on matrimony? Come clean now. Did something happen when you were a youth? Pretend you're lying on my couch and I'm taking notes.
After about 40 years in this country, the women began to shoot their husbands in quite few cases. And the jurors freed them every time. And I didn't want to make a shooting gallery for women.
Thank you. Well, every woman doesn't carry a rod, you know. How are you with a gun, Mary? Do you think you could plug him at 50 paces?
No, he'd be perfectly safe in front of my gun.
Well, how are you with a bow and arrow?
He's not either.
Have you ever come close to marriage?
Once in a leap year, a girl proposed.
Where?
In a leap year. A girl proposed to me.
In a leap year? Where is that? Is that there?
That was in the city of Brotherly Love, Philadelphia.
In Philadelphia?
Yeah. But I like the girl also, but I disliked her, the mother, the future mother-in-law.
The old lady had a rifle? Or?
No, didn't have, but
why didn't you like her? Why didn't you like the mother?
In general, I am against mothers-in-law.
Now, what happened then? You met this girl and you were enamored of her?
Yeah, and the father was, I like the father very much. But I told him that on account of your wife, she will always give us trouble. So he wanted to induce me that he will keep her away from us.
Did he like his wife?
Yeah, I don't know, because I asked him once. He used to take her, wherever he goes, he used to take her along. So I asked him once, why is it that wherever you go, you take her along? He says, Sonny, it is better than to kiss her goodbye.
Send me a logical answer, all right. Well, it's been pleasant talking to you two, and Navak, if you should get married, be sure to let us know, huh?
Oh.
Or to be sure to let Mary know, huh? You haven't got a mother-in-law, have you?
No.
See, you'd be perfectly safe. Now, in just 1 minute, you're going to play You Bet Your Life for a chance at the $2,000 question. Right now, please stop making sheep's eyes at each other and listen to some wonderful advice.
Take the 5 mile trial.
Take the 5 mile trial.
Visit your DeSoto Plymouth dealers tomorrow for a 5 mile trial in a new DeSoto. Behind the wheel of the DeSoto Fire Dome 8 or the DeSoto Powermaster 6, you'll be able to judge for yourself the real meaning of DeSoto full power steering. Making sharp turns, driving over the roughest roads, you'll have absolute control and with almost no effort. When the car is standing or when you're trying to park, you'll find you can turn the steering wheel with one finger. It's as easy as that. You see, DeSoto power steering is not partial, but full power steering. It works for you not just some of the time, but all of the time. It's one of the greatest advances in driving convenience and safety in years. Try DeSoto full power steering in the new DeSoto Powermaster 6 or the mighty DeSoto Fire Dome 8 with the 160 horsepower V8 engine. Go to your DeSoto Plymouth dealers tomorrow and take the 5 mile trial.
And when you do, tell them Groucho sent you.
And remember, all dealers who sell DeSoto also sell Plymouth, the low priced car, most like high priced cars.
All right, now let's see how you work together as a team. Fire Dome Phantom, would you mind explaining the rules?
You bet as much of your $20 as you want on each of four questions, and the couple that earns the most money gets a chance at the $2,000 DeSoto Plymouth question later on in the show.
Here we go. Let's see how high I can bet you $20. From our list of 20 categories, you selected number 19, weights and measures. Is that right?
Yes.
Here's your first question. How much of the 20 are you going to bet? And talk right out loud.
How much?
19. Okay. How many feet in a statute mile?
In what?
In a mile. How many feet in a mile? A straight
in
mile.
In a mile.
Yeah,
5,280. That's right,
5,000. Well, you're on your way. You have $39.
Let me go in for $2,000 tonight. Now, how much of the $39 will you try this time?
38.
All right, how many square feet to the square yard?
144.
How many square feet to the square yard? Now, think it over.
9 square feet for a square yard.
That's right, 9 is right.
You now have $77.
Here's your third question. How much of the 77B will you go for?
78.
You only have...
Oh, 76.
If you want to bet 78, you'll have to give me a dollar.
No, 76.
76. All right, how many ounces to the pound? This is Abbott or Poy's weight. How many ounces?
16.
16 is right.
You now climb to $153.
And here's your last chance to beat the other couples. How much is 153?
Yes.
153.
Shoot the works. Here we go. How many pints of the gallon?
Eight.
Eight?
Yeah.
All right. Eight is right.
There, you wind up with $306.
Thanks and good luck to the DeSoto Plymouth
Thank
dealers.
Thank you so much.
Groucho, we invited some women who work at the draft board to the program tonight. Just before we went on the air, Mrs. Helen Hummel was chosen. Her partner is a gentleman from our audience, Mr. Paul Grimes. And here they come. Folks, meet Groucho Marx.
Welcome to Your Bet Your Life. Say the secret word and divide $100. It's a common word, something you see every day. Mrs. Helen Hummel and Mr. Paul Grimes, eh? Helen, Mrs. Hummel, where are you from?
I'm from Indiana, Hartford City.
Mr. Paul Grimes, where are you from?
I was born in Moberly, Missouri. That is, not exactly in Moberly, about 4 miles out on Coon Creek.
But you actually were born, though, huh? Are you married?
Not yet.
Well, you should have been here a while ago. Your name isn't Navak Cornick, is it? Have you got a girlfriend?
I sure have. It's a swell one.
Are you sure it isn't puppy love? How serious is this romance? Have you proposed to her?
I've proposed to her 3 times.
Kind of pressing your luck, aren't you? Never whip a tired horse, you know. When did you do this proposing?
Well, the first time was about 27 years ago.
And she's just making up her mind now? Where did you ever find such an impetuous girl?
In Moberly, Missouri.
In the creek? What happened when you proposed to her 27 years ago?
She married another man.
You proposed and she married another fella, huh? But are you always that lucky? What happened then?
Well, that marriage didn't work out, so a few years later I proposed again.
What happened the second time you proposed?
Same thing.
Paul, it seems that every time you open your mouth, you put somebody else's foot in. Well, congratulations. What stage is this romance in at present?
Well, I proposed again.
Good for you. Who's she going to marry this time?
Me.
Well, that'll teach you to let sleeping dogs lie. Let's see now. What is it you do, Helen?
I'm the head of the Selective Service Local Board of Hunters. Hollywood Draft Board.
The Draft Board?
Yes.
Well, if I've said anything to offend you here, I... As a matter of fact, it doesn't affect me at all. If Grant couldn't get me, I doubt if you'd be able to. What sort of work do you do, Mr. Grimes?
I'm information assistant to the director of the County Air Pollution Control District, Los Angeles County.
Oh, a night watchman, huh? Could you make that a little shorter and break it down into small words so I would know what you're talking about?
Well, I handle public relations for Air Pollution Control District.
Well, some of my relations are polluted, but I have nothing to do with it. If you make it still shorter, what are you talking about?
Smog.
Smog, eh? No wonder she wouldn't marry you. She couldn't see you. Now, in your own smoggy way, just what do you do?
Well, I work for the Air Pollution Control District. I give out the information about it.
In that case, I'd like some information. What are you doing about smog?
Getting rid of it.
Well, I don't object to you getting rid of the smog in Los Angeles, but I wish you wouldn't blow it all to Beverly Hills. Technically, just what is smog, Paul?
It's a complex matter of dust, smoke, fumes, gases, vapors, a lot of things combined in the atmosphere.
Has your outfit investigated the exact cause of smog?
Well, it's all these things, plus the what the chemists call the unsaturated hydrocarbons that oxidize in the atmosphere and are held in by a temperature inversion.
Well, don't look at me. I seldom do any of that stuff. I still don't understand why they call it smog.
Smog is a coined word from smoke and fog. Actually, smaze would be a better name for the Los Angeles product.
Well, I'm happy to see your outfit is doing something about the smog. After years of research, you finally decided to call it smaze. I'm certainly going to get the curtain cleaner, my house. Well, you're a nice couple, and I hope you win lots of money here tonight. And what I think of it, drive the new DeSoto Fire Dome 8. First chance you get, it's a great car. Now, you're going to play your bet your life. You beat our other couples, you'll get a chance at the $2,000 question. I can't tell you how much you have to win, but George, Fire Dome 8, is going to remind our listeners.
The first couple won $306. The secret word is close.
All right, here we go. Let's see how high I can build you $20. Each of these men played a prominent part in changing the history of their country. I'll give you the man's name, and you tell what country he was from. Here's your first question. How much are you going to go for?
19.
Paul von Hindenburg was a soldier of what country?
Germany.
Germany is correct.
You have $39.
Let me go in for $2,000, and I know how much on you you're going to bet on your second question.
38.
All right, Helen.
That's right.
Benito Juarez was a leader of what country?
Mexico
is right.
You climbed to $77.
Here's your next question. How much of the 77?
76.
Leon Trotsky was famous in what country?
Russia.
Russia is correct.
You have $153.
And it's your last chance to beat the other couples. How much of the 153?
153.
From what country was Oliver Cromwell?
England.
England is right.
You wind up with $306.
Thanks, and good luck to the DeSoto Plymouth dealers.
We have a housewife from our audience and a man from the office of the price stabilization here tonight, Groucho. And I'd like you to meet them. Here they are, Mrs. Ola Batzel and Mr. Harvey Webster. Meet Groucho Marx.
Well, welcome to the DeSoto Plymouth dealers. Say the secret word and you'll win $100. It's a common word, something you see every day. Mrs. Ola Batzel. Well, I'm sorry to hear that, huh? I don't object to the Batzel. It's the Mrs. that I find a little disquieting. Mr. Harvey Webster, how do you do? Where are you from?
Well, Ventura, California, but actually Southern California.
Are you married there?
Very muchly so.
Uh-huh. What do you mean by very much so? Are you happily married?
Well, yes. I have 7 children. I guess I'm married.
That's besides the point. Are you happily married? Ola Batesol, that's you, huh?
Yes.
Why is it all the beautiful women have such curious names? Zsa Zsa Gabor, Rita Ali Khan, Zazu Pitt. What kind of a name is this? Ola Batesol.
Ola is a Swedish name and Batesol is German.
Where are you from, Ola?
Houston, Texas.
That's one of the prettiest parts of Germany, isn't it? Oh, I want to be sure where we stand. Are you sure you're married?
Yes, I'm sure.
You don't have to be quite so vehement about it. What's your husband's first name?
Myron.
Imagine being married to Myron Batesol. I don't think I like this fellow, Ola. Where is he now?
He's in Canada.
Well, now you're talking. Well, he can stay there as far as I'm concerned. What sort of work does he do?
He's one of the country's top wrestlers.
How far north is he in Canada? I mean, is he around Hudson Bay? Hudson Bay, land. No, I'm only kidding. Is he really a wrestler?
Yes, he really is.
He is, eh? In that case, to my oldest daughter, Miriam, I leave my building blocks. And my new DeSoto Fire Dome 8. Ola, the first time you ever saw your husband, was it love at first sight?
No. I thought he was real funny looking. He
weighed... Why do you say that?
He weighs 325 pounds. He's 6'3", and he has a long black beard.
Sounds like a buffalo.
He looks like one in full dress.
What happened on your first day? Did he want to wrestle?
No, he took me to a wrestling match, and I was...
I threw you in the ring, I suppose.
No, I was really rather disappointed, because when he made his entrance into the ring, I found out that he was the villain. He's just terribly snarled at the people, and they boo and hiss, and he bites their ears, and when the referee isn't looking, he puts these holes on them and wraps their legs in the rope, and he's really quite a mean guy.
I certainly don't blame you for marrying this fellow. He sounds irresistible. That's a strange name for a wrestler, isn't it? Myron Bateso. Most of them have ordinary names like Lord Blizz and Baron Leone. Terrible take. Does your husband have a professional name?
Yes, he's called the Cardiff Giant.
Well, he's a very famous wrestler, isn't he, the Cardiff Giant?
Yes, he is.
And you say he's in Canada now?
Yes, he's wrestling in Canada now.
Uh-huh. And he will definitely not be home tonight?
No, he won't be home tonight.
Well, he doesn't scare me anyway. If he was in here right now, I'd set fire to his beard. Say, haven't I met you somewheres before? Didn't I say hello to you about a week ago?
Yeah.
Let's see, what was your... Oh, your name was Webster, wasn't
That's
it?
Right.
Webster. What kind of work is it you do?
Oh, I'm with the Office of Price Stabilization.
Well, I'm glad to have you here. There's a lot I'd like to know about your outfit. How do you control prices?
Well, we follow out the mandates or the dictates of Congress and...
Do you have many mandates while your husband's in Canada? What are some of the items controlled by the OPS?
Well, practically everything.
How about beautiful girls? Do you control them?
The only things that affect the cost of living.
You don't think beautiful girls affect the cost of living? Bobby, you're living in a fool's paradise. Well, you're nice people, and I'd like to go on talking to you two. But unfortunately, now it's time to play You Bet Your Life. What you have to do is run you $20 into more than our other couples, and you get a chance at the $2,000 question. I can't tell you how much you have to win, but George is going to remind our listeners.
Our first and second couples are tied at $306 each.
Here we go. Let's see how high I can build you $20. You selected former Academy Award winners. Here's your first question. How much will you bet? Decide between you and talk real loud.
Just bet 20.
$20.
$20.
The lady said so.
All right. In 1938, the Oscar went to the actress who played a Southern belle in the picture Jezebel. What is her name?
Betty Davis.
Betty Davis is right. On your way, you have $40. Remember, you're going for $2,000 tonight. How much of the $40 will you try?
Don't you bet you bet 20?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. 40. That's
it. 40?
You have $40.
Okay, $40.
$40. Who won the award in 1941 playing Sergeant York?
Gary Cooper.
Gary Cooper's right.
You now have $80.
Here's the third question. How much are the 80?
80.
$80.
Webster hasn't got any words for this. Who won the Oscar in 1945 playing the title role in Mildred Pierce?
Joan Crawford.
Joan Crawford.
You climbed to $160.
It's your last chance to beat the other couples. How much are you going to bet?
$150.
All right. Who won the award in 1943 for his acting in The Watch on the Rhine?
Paul Henreid.
Talk it over now. Who won the award in 1943 for his acting in The Watch on the Rhine?
Claude Rains?
No, I'm sorry. It's Paul Lucas. You had half of it, huh?
I went for a cross.
That's a shame. I'm just as sorry as you are, but I'll give you one more question. You get it right, and we bring your winnings up to $25. Are you ready?
Yeah.
What fruit is used in grape juice?
Well, I imagine great.
Great to him is right.
All that means, Groucho, this couple went broke. It means that our first two couples who tied with $306 get the chance at the $2,000 DeSoto Plymouth question in just one moment.
Two couples of tea? Yeah.
Faster service by skilled mechanics. That's what you get at a DeSoto Plymouth dealers. And here's why. The master technicians who service your car are not only thoroughly experienced, but thoroughly trained. They get continual training, supervised by the factory. Recently, for example, more than 6,000 of these DeSoto Plymouth dealer mechanics attended 252 special training schools in all parts of the nation. Under the instruction of factory service executives, these men get additional training in all phases of repair and maintenance, and on the newest techniques of automotive service. This continuous training, in addition to their years of experience, naturally makes the skilled mechanics at a DeSoto Plymouth dealers the best qualified men to service your car. It means your car gets the finest care at a real saving to your pocketbook. When you take it or you see the famous sign of better service, the friendly sign of a DeSoto Plymouth dealer. And now here are the winning couples, Groucho, our first two couples who tied for the big question, the chance at the $2,000 DeSoto Plymouth question. Come on in, folks. You'll both get a chance at it.
All right, here we go with two couples tied for a chance at the $2,000 question. Now, each couple will decide on a single answer and write it down on one of these cards. If both couples get it right, we'll split the money between them. Okay, you have 15 seconds, and here's the question. At Balaklava, a small Russian seaport in the Crimea, there occurred a famous military attack in 1854. This attack is known today in song and story. For $2,000, what is it called? I'll take the cards and read them. Yes. Well, here is the answer. The charge of the Light Brigade, so this couple win their big money.
This surprise, you're leading the blackboard one.
That's right. You win the $2,000. Plus, how much in the quiz, George?
$306 in the quiz, right?
You won $2,306. Well, congratulations to the more than 3,000 DeSoto Plymouth dealers from coast to coast. You bet your life. Put it there again.
Be sure to tune in again next Wednesday night at the same time for the Groucho Marx Show, when the big question will be worth $1,000. And don't miss Groucho's television show, also presented by the DeSoto Plymouth Dealers of America. And remember, all dealers who sell DeSoto also sell Plymouth. Two great cars, both products of the Chrysler Corporation.
And when you drive in, tell them Groucho sent you. Good night, folks, and remember, see DeSoto, fire don't make tomorrow.
Folks, here's a reminder from the National Safety Council. Is safety a habit with you? You Bet Your Life, transcribed from Hollywood, is produced by John Goodell. Directed by Robert Dwan and Bernie Smith. Music by Jerry Fielding. This is George Fenneman signing off for the more than 3,000 DeSoto Plymouth dealers from coast to coast. ¶¶